100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week is Frozen in Time. We had a bunch of stories in on the topic, and once again, it looks like there's audio missing from one of them, so if you have a story and you want to get it in on the topic, just send the story to me at the usual email. The link to being a part of the weekly challenge is up on the main page or in the archives, and I'll get it up on the feed in a separate post. It's no worries. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll be back with you in a bit.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 891, with the prompt of Frozen in Time. So here's my story. Bilbert stared at the bottle cap and its inscription, as if frozen in time. What did this mean? Then it hit him, and he snapped out of his stasis. Linoleumanda, give me all the bottle caps! Once he had them in his hands, he shouted to Sabrina, I'm throwing you some bottle caps! Spread them out away from the well! When the metal caps left the well, he felt his superpower return. Take my hand! We're getting out of here, he said to Linoleumanda. She blinked. Are you going to leave that poor old man down here? Bilbert scoffed. Yes? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is The Great Undo. Benny felt the moment just slide out of reach. If she had been 4 steps closer, if the child to his right had been farther right. Then there was a sudden gunning of an engine, the light reflecting off a store window. A single errant piece of paper floating across the street. One thing. A thousand things. Spin the sack. Pull back. Push forward. Pause and move. Who can say if it would have turned out any different? It remains frozen in time, outside the reach of the fates, fairies, and fae. It remains frozen in time. Blink, and it is gone. Hello, night people. Tom here, and this is my story for this week. He who dies with the most toys wins. Every generation has its collectible collection, from logos to Pez candy dispensers. I was too young for Matchbox and too old for Hot Wheels. I have a very limited collection of 60s baseball cards and even smaller collection of Bitcoins. Long ago, I sold my collection of Salvador Dali and Picasso. Spent a year on the beach with that moolah. Since I've retired from the college, my passion for collecting has centered around marked playing cards. I have 8 of the best produced decks in the world. My current favorite is the Knock deck, a wickedly single binary system. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Tora Brazzino here, with a story on the subject, Frozen in Time. Since Einstein, we've known that the past is not gone, only frozen. The future too, though we cannot see it. Everything that happens has always been going to, and always will have. Not one particle of all the suffering in the world will ever be extinguished, but exists for all eternity. The happiness, too, But surely happiness is but a single grain of sand in a vast desert. Each brief candle is forever being blown out. You start by thinking about the speed of light and end up here. But you are always going to, and you always will have.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. For hundreds of thousands of years, I was trapped beneath the icy permafrost of the tundra. Frozen in time. A forgotten relic of the ancient past. The earth warmed. Climate change, so they say. And slowly, but surely, my icy prison released me from its bonds. I broke free from its cruel grip, and fought my way towards light and freedom. Reaching for the touch of sunlight, denied to me, for millennia. And now, I am free. Unknown to science. Immune to your modern medicines. No natural enemies. No modern remedies. I'm back. It's time to take back my world.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Is this what we're supposed to see? Is this the real face of now? Is the time, to be honest. However, no one wants to tell the truth. Everyone is hiding behind fake compliments. Is this what we're supposed to do? Is this the real? And that flower was so fragile as they were, staring at it, wondering, the two of them, alone. They were real. Yes, they were, together, in that frozen pain of what was not, together, as they had always been, mourning what could have happened, but never did. The two of them, together, always together. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, it's Richard. Here's my story on the topic Frozen in Time. It's called Frozen. For the thousandth time since landing the job, I was questioning my sanity. You were suffering from a special sort of madness to want to teach seven-year-olds. But to imagine they could be taught music put me in a whole different class of crazy. Every day I'd return home with an aching head and in a foul temper. The distorted wail and crash of tortured instruments haunting my mind. But if the playing was bad, the singing was far worse. Today, we attempted Let It Go. Just try getting 30 seven-year-olds to sing Frozen in Time. There you go. All done. Goodbye.
Hiya, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is an ordinary house. Do you want to see inside? It's a silly question, really. We won't stop long. Strange, huh? Like an old lady house frozen in time? These are all his mum's things, even though she died a decade ago. Is that smell getting to you? Sorry, I should have warned you. That antiseptic does catch your throat a bit. Let me just show you the cellar. Can you feel it? Like a chill that clasps you. It's like a normal place, but your body knows some bad shit has happened here. We'd better go. I just heard his car pull up. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Summerhaven doesn't appear on any maps, but if you go looking for it, you'll find it. Cobblestone streets, wooden buildings, shops and houses around a central square with a fountain and a church. The clock tower says 2:05. It always does. Every minute, a train rolls by the Summerhaven station. It never stops, just rolls right on by. Bobby uses a magnifying glass and tweezers to arrange moss and tiny trees around the church. Little adjustments every day. Something goes here, another thing moves there. When the catalog arrives, he reads through it, imagining what next to add.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories on the topic of Frozen in Time. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week. And if you want to be a part of the next weekly challenge, well, go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and click that teaser in the right sidebar, or you'll notice the next weekly challenge is on the post for this show. And it's a pick two. You can go ahead and read the topics up there. It's up on the site. And while you're working on that, I'll just wrap this up. Thank you all for being a part of the weekly challenge. And as always, keep it brief.